From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Turkey's military backing Syrian rebels in a four-month-old operation against Islamic State militants in northern Syria said Tuesday that 18 of the jihadists had been killed and 37 wounded in clashes and artillery fire Monday. This comes as a dozen Syrian rebel factions suspended talks on new peace negotiations, accusing President Bashar al-Assad's regime of violating a four-day-old ceasefire with attacks near Damascus that continued Tuesday. Meanwhile, at a press briefing in Geneva, the UNOCH spokesman, Yen Larki, says there needs to be unimpeded aid access.
It continues to be imperative that the government of Syria and the non-state armed groups end all sieges, remove all bureaucratic obstacles, and provide the necessary security assurances and guarantees to enable the safe and unhindered access that we as humanitarian need to deliver the aid.
And now to South Korea, where authorities there said Tuesday they will proceed with steps to extradite Chung Yu-ra. She's a daughter of a central figure in the South Korean political scandal that has led to a parliamentary vote to impeach President Park Geun-hye. Chung is being held in Denmark after police arrested her there Sunday. Britain's ambassador to the European Union, Ivan Rogers, has resigned less than 3 months before the UK is due to trigger a process to leave the bloc. Last month, he reportedly told British ministers that other EU countries believe it would take up to 10 years to negotiate a new trade arrangement with the departing UK. This is VOA News. Germany's Interior Ministry Tuesday outlined plans for a security services overhaul. They're seeking greater federal powers on domestic intelligence, as well as quicker expulsions of illegal migrants following the Berlin truck attack. Migrants barricaded staff inside a reception center in northern Italy in a protest over living conditions there after the death of a young woman, according to officials. The 25-year-old woman from the Ivory Coast died apparently of natural causes Monday afternoon at the center in Kona near Venice. That's according to the town's mayor. Fellow migrants reacted angrily, cutting off electricity to the center, leaving 25 staff members barricaded inside. Russia wants to hold maritime drills with the Philippines. It's to help combat terrorism and piracy. They're sending two warships to Manila for the first official Navy-to-Navy contact. Turkish police have detained two foreign nationals at Istanbul's main Ataturk airport in connection with a gun attack that killed 39 people at an Istanbul nightclub on New Year's Day. No further details were immediately available. However, the Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack, and the assailant remains at large. Turkish authorities are intensifying their hunt for the attacker. They say the gunman fought in Syria for the Islamic State jihadists. The Turkish authorities have arrested eight suspects. This Turkish security analyst believes the attacker was careful in his preparations for that attack.
It was not planned as a sort of suicide mission. It was planned as an hit and run, you know, mission. The attacker, right now, he is on the run, and he planned his exit strategy, and with a network, surely, he managed to escape from the attack zone. And the second characteristic, he was not an amateurish guy.
Myanmar police Tuesday said they arrested three people over the murder of a local journalist known for his investigations into illegal logging and brothels. 11 Media reports So Moon Tyun's battered body was found last month on the side of a road northwest of Mandalay. A former official of China's Food and Drug Administration has been jailed for taking bribes from vaccine manufacturers, according to reports Tuesday. It's in a case that echoes of a major scandal that rocked the country last year. It involved improper storage, transport, and sale of tens of millions of dollars worth of vaccines, many of them expired. SpaceX has determined the cause of a launch pad explosion that destroyed a satellite in September. They say they're ready to start launches again as early as Sunday. More details at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.